Okay, the Gemara. Today's daf is Yuma Daf Zayin, and today's Gemara will be about the Ritzui Tzitz. The Ritzui, the power of the Tzitz in terms of Kapara. The Gemara quotes a Machlokas Tanoim exactly how it works. The Gemara says here on Zayin Mabe's Tanoihi, Detanya Tzitz, Ben Sheyeshno Al Mitzcho, Ben Sheyeno Al Mitzcho Marase, Divrei Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says that the Tzitz have some atonement power, Ritzui power, whether the Kohen Gadol is wearing it or not. Right? We know the Tzitz is worn by the Kohen Gadol. Rabbi Huda Omer, Odeh Al Mitzcho Marase, Ein Odeh Al Mitzcho, Ein Marase. Rabbi Huda says, no, only when it's on the Kohen Gadol's forehead, and it somehow links and connects with the Kohen Gadol, the Kedusha's Kohen Gadol, that's when the Tzitz is Maratza. But if the Tzitz is not being worn, so then it is not being Maratza. Rashi says, Ben Sheyeshno Al Tzitz Al Mitzcho, Rabbi Shimon Shita, whether it's on the head or not, Shel Kohen Gadol, Kishe'ira Tumala Karban, we'll have to get back to that, when he's wearing it at the crucial time, whether he's wearing it or not wearing it, it works. Rabbi Yudha says, no, only if he's wearing it. Amarlo. Let's just read the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, "I'll bring you a raya that the Kohen Gadol doesn't have to be wearing it for the tzitz to be meratza. Kohen Gadol b'Yom HaKippurim yochiach. On Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol goes into the Kodesh Kadashim, and he's only wearing the four big day lavan. He's not wearing any of the begadim that have gold in it because of Ein Kateger Nasa Senegar. So he's not wearing the tzitz. And we know Yom Kippur is the ultimate day of Ritzui. Kohen Gadol b'Yom HaKippurim yochiach. She'ein odehu al mitzcho u'meratze. It's not on his forehead." And Maratza. So what could the Gemara have answered? Well, there it's impossible. The Gemara doesn't answer that. The Gemara says, no. Amalur Abihuda. Abihuda says, Hanach l'Kohen Gadol b'Yom HaKippurim. Leave that example away. Don't bring me as a raya the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur. Shetuma hutshola b'tzibur. On Yom Kippur. For the tumah, any type of tumah was hutra b'tzibur. If you don't really need the tzitz. That's the pashas. You don't really need the tzitz on Yom Kippur. But when you need the tzitz, so then it has to be on the forehead. Mechadar Mishimin Savar, the Gemara assumes that we assume, okay, if that's where Yehuda holds, Mishimin must hold to Mutachuyi Betzibur, and that's why he's bothered by the problem. We had a shir, a lamda shir, about Tumahutra and Dechuyi back in Masechet Pesachim. We're not going to focus on that today, but we're going to focus specifically on the Tzitz. So the Tzitz was a very unique beged, if you can even call it a beged. The Rambam in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash describes what the Tzitz looks like. The Rambam there, Klei HaMikdash, is not just about the Kalim, but it's about the Big Gadim. The Rambam in Parches talks about the Big Day Kahuna. Big Day Kahuna Shlosha Minim. Big Day Kohen Hedyot, U Big Day Zahav, U Big Day Lavan. There are three categories of Big Day Kahuna, says the Rambam. We usually think of two, Kohen Hedyot and Kohen Gadol. But the Rambam splits within the Kohen Gadol his Big Day Zahav and Big Day Lavan. Big Day Kohen Hedyot, Hamar Ba Kalim, Ksonas Mechnasayim, U Migba'as. Va'avneit, va'arbata'an shal pishtam lavanim, v'chutim kafal shisha, va'avneit lavado, rakum b'tzemer. That is the Rambam. Big day zav, hein big day kohen gadol, v'im shmona kalim. The Rambam calls eight of the begadim, big day zav. Va'arba shal kol kohen, the four of every kohen that he shares. He shares the pants, the mechnasayim, or the shorts, the mikbas, the hat, the avneit, the belt, and the ketonis, and the shirt. And the four extra ones, u'me'il, ve'efod, ve'choshen, ve'tzitz. The me'il is the long coat, ve'efod is the apron, choshen is the breastplate that's attached to the efod, ve'tzitz, and the golden plate that went on his forehead. Va'avnei dosh kohen gadol ba'isarokeim, ve'enodom ha'maisal avnei dosh kohen hedyot, mitznefes, ve'chulu. And then the Rambam says, big day lavan, heim arba'a kelim, shemeshamish bohen kohen gadol, b'yom ha'kippurim. Those big day lavan are the four that he wears. Ksonas u'meklasayim v'yavadu mitznefes. Sounds like the same four. Varbatam levanim bechutin kavol shishim and a pishton levadohim. V'shteik tonos acheros hoyelo kol yelobi abekipurim. Achas lov shabashachar v'achas lov shabarabayim. That is not our issue right now. But either way, this is where he goes through all the begadim. And in Perek Tas, he describes the tzitz. Kates and maisa hatzitz. O setas shel zav. You make a golden tas, like a plate. Rachav shtei etzbos u'makif me'ozen la'ozen. Going from ear to ear. V'kosev alon shnei shitin. Two lines. Kodesh Lashem. How does Kodesh Lashem go on the tzitz? That is a major machlokas we shown him. The Rambam Shita. Kodesh Milamata, Lashem Milamala. So even though Kodesh is the first word in the phrase, that's the one you run in the lower level. And then it goes up. Kodesh Milamata, Lashem Milamala. Vim Kasvu Shita Achas, Kasher. B'diavad, if you're in one line, it's Kasher. Upamim Kasvuhu Shita Achas. Sometimes they wrote it Shita Achas. What exactly does that mean? The Mefarshim discuss it. The Ozios Baltos Lefarav, and the letters are sticking out like the like the shin of the tefillin that we have bizman hazeh, the osios of the tzitz stick out. Chofer es haosios me'achorav, vu mudbak al sha'ava ad shebolet. Vu nakov b'shtek sosav, has two holes on the edge of it, ubsil tcheles lamata mimenu, nichnas minekev lenekev, kdeshia nikshar b'fsil keneged ha'orif, in order to be able to tie it on properly. So that's what the tzitz looks like. That's in Perek Tes Halacha Aleph of Klei HaMikdash. So the Gemara here says that the tzitz has ritzui power, and the machlokas tanoim is, how exactly does it have it? Does it have automatic ritzui power even if it's not being worn, or only if it's being worn? Interesting, the tzitz is only one of the big day kuhuna that we know. The Gemara in Zvachim says that every one of the begadim has ritzui power. But it seems like that's more of a general ritzui hashkafic symbolic, while this ritzui is more hardcore halacha. The Gemara there says, Shabbos Peches Mabez, the last daf of the ninth parak, Amar Ebin Yoni Bar Sason, La Manismacha Parshas Karbanos, La Parshas Big Day Kahuna. Why did Karbanos, Truma Tesaba, right next to each other? Lomar Lacha Ma Karbanos Mechaprin, Av Big Day Kahuna Mechaprin. Big Day Kahuna are also Mechaper. And it goes through each of the Begadim, and each one makes sense based on what some, either a word or where it's situated. Ksonis mechaper sal shvichas adam. Ksonis, the shirt is mechaper on murder. Why? Yosef. Shedamar v'yishchudu siris v'yitbulas hakutones badam. Right, the pretend murder. Mechnasayim, the shorts, the boxers, mechaper sal gili arayos. Shedamar v'asel hem mechnasay bad. Mitznefes mechaper sal gasei ruach. Mitznefes, the hat, sits on top. That's mechaper for arrogance. Right, minayin, I'm Rabbi Chanina. You have a davar shebegova v'yechaper al agova. Avnate mechaper al hirur. Avnate is mechaper on hirur. Right, it separates the liberos erva. Avnate mechaper al hirur halev hecha de isa. That's where the avnate is. The avnate was not worn like we wear a belt all the way down on our hips, but it was worn further up. Choshen mechaper al adinim. The choshen shenemar v'sisa choshen mishpat. Eifod mechaper al avodas kochavim. Eifod Avodah Zarah, we find in Eifod connected to Avodah Zarah in Tanakh. Me'il is mechaper on Lashon Hara, because it makes noise, it has the rimonim and the bells at the bottom. Yavodah v'shebekol v'yechaper al hakol. Tzitz, meratza al azaz panim. So here, the tzitz is meratza on azaz pazin, on braziness of spirit. So again, it's more of a general. So said, why, b'tzitz k'siv hayal meitzach aron, ba'azaz panim k'siv u'meitzach isha zona hayalach. That's the last one that is mentioned here. So again, this is more of a general hashkafic message. But here, it's talking about halacha, tumah. If there is tumah in certain parts of the avoda, then the tzitz is meratzeh ki'ilu, it is not tameis. This is tumah hutra and dechuyah. Let's go to the Shidas Aramba. The Rambam Paskin is like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, that it has to be on the Meitzach. It has to be worn by the Kohen Gadol in order to gain Kapara. That's the Rambam Menachas B.S. Mikdash, Perek Dalid, Halacha Ches. Ve'ena tzitz baratza ela bezmanchu al mitzcho shene'emar v'hay al mitzcho tamid l'ratzon lehem l'pnei Hashem. Fine. What's the problem? The problem is that if this is true, what did the Gemara say? If the Rambam Pasan is like Rabbi Yehuda, that only while it's on the forehead, so then Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon asks him, what about Yom Kippur? So Rabbi Yehuda answers, don't worry, Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, don't worry. And Rabbi Shimon is holding Tumah Dechuyah B'Tzibur. The Rama himself holds Tumah Dechuyah B'Tzibur. That's a problem. A couple of halachas later, halacha Yudalid, Hayu Mixas, base av Tamei Mumixas, some Tahorim, Samar Tamei, Samar Tahor, Ava Bisha Ruben Tamei Meis, Lo Yakrivu Ela Tahorim. If some are Tamei, some are Tahor, even if most are Tamei, so the Tahorim should bring it. Hayakol base ha'av to meis. If the whole base av, the whole family of Kohanim that are working that day, yavu base av acher. Go to a different base av, different family group that's there in the base of Mikdash. Hayakol mishmara to meis. If the whole mishmar, all the Kohanim that are there for the week are tamei, machazun al mishmar acheres. Go to find a different mishmar. Imay rova Kohanim and himsam shambi Yerushalayim bezmana kavua to meim. Only if rova the Kohanim that are found in Yerushalayim, then not only in that mishmar and all the mishmaros, so then yasu betuma. Then you do it betumah. So says the Rambam, why do I make myself crazy? Why don't you go by the first step? If you could be done betumah, why should you look for a different beis av and a different mishmar if it's possible? Tumah is not hutar betzibur. The tumah does not disappear betzibur. Ela beisura omedes. It's still beisur. You don't have a choice. So, you know, b'bnei tchak is pushed aside. Vein dochen kol davar hanitche el b'makam shi yefshar. U'b'bnei ze tzricha tzitz l'ratzos aleha. And because of that, you need the tzitz. You need this to be meratze, because it's tchuya. And then the Rambam goes, how do you know? Just in case we didn't get the message. U'minayin shetumas meis tchuya b'tzibur, sh'ne'emar, as the pasuk says, v'yah nashim asher hayu tzmeim l'nevesh adam by Pesach Sheni, there were people that were tamei, kach lomdu b'bi ha'shmua, sh'anashim yechidim heim sh'yitchu l'Pesach Sheni, im hayu tzmeim. Individuals are nitchel Pesach Sheni. Avot tzibur shayitmei meis einar nitchel ela atuma titche mipneihem v'yasu Pesach batoma v'uadin l'chol korban shekavu aluzman kepesach shudoche es hatoma. And then the Rambam says, "Farehu mafurish b'ksuvim." It's mafurish in Amar Sham ki rabas pakol ashalo is kadshu v'alaviim al shchita sapsachim lakol lo tahor ki marbis ha'am rabas me'afrayim amnasha. V'chulu umahu zeh shenemar ki yochlos haPesach below kakasuf, and he continues discussing this topic. But again, the Rambam holds the chuyah. So one second, according to the Gemara, the Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda says you need it to be on the Kohen Gadol. Aye, what about Yom Kippur? No, tumah hutcher b'tzibur. But how could the Rambam say, Pasan like Rabbi Yehuda, and hold the chuyah b'tzibur? That is the problem that the Mefarshim have. The Radvaz points out this question. V'igal meidak haya hatzitz al mitzcho b'shash she'iru atuma v'lo haya. I'm sorry. Umilishna. Where's the earlier part? Upasak Rabbi Yehuda. Rala Rambam was like Rabbi Yehuda. So he says, V'kashuli kiva depasak arav Rabbi Yehuda damar odei al mitzcho Rabbi Yehuda lo matzil terusi kushes Rabbi Shimon alam yishuv shaduma chutzolo b'tzibur hechi pasak l'toma d'chuyi b'tzibur v'lo hutzrok at the kasav hacha b'kama duchte. That's the kasha on the Rambam. V'yesh lomar, says the Radvaz, V'yesh Rabbi Yehuda kushta de milsa m'shani l'fi shitaso. Rabbi Yehuda is answering Be'emes, according to Yeshita, she was sober to Mahuja B'tzibur. Avalena Chinami Davi Matila Terutzi Begav Nachriti. Rabbi Yehuda himself holds to Mahuja B'tzibur, and that's why he answers that way. But in a Chinami, the Gemara could have given a different answer. What does that mean? What's the different answer that you could have given, as we said before? The Kiva Dene Yachol Lios Al Mitzcho Bavodas Penim, the Chuyehi Betuma, Kiva the Carbon Seber Hu, the Asi Betuma, Midi Davi Atumas Gavri, just like, what about if the person is Tame? Dolomarazi Titzala, Vidach Yetuma. Tzitz is only meratze if the karban is tami, but if the person is tami, the tzitz doesn't help for that, but you still say tumah b'tzibur. So it must be that where there is a impossibility, it works anyway, even if you would say tachuya. Aval kitzro shel davar, says the Radvaz, ain't done in efshar, misha e efshar. You don't judge a case where it's possible to cases where it is not possible. Related to that, if you look at the Minchas Asher and Psachim, in Simon Ayin Gimel, he discusses Tosfos here, back on Dav Zayin, where Tosfos also discusses the relationship between Tumas Gavra and the Ritzui Tzitz. Why doesn't the Gavra need? He has two formulations. He says, the Yishtafarish Bekavanas HaTosfos, Tebe'embes Nidchat Tumah Af below Ritzui Tzitz Klal. Really, by Tumas Gavra, if the person is Tomei, the Tumah basically disappears B'tzibur, even without the Ritzui Tzitz. Ela d'tzorach lahadir atahorim, kiven shi d'chuya, u'mahani tzitz, kadei lahatiro shlo yitzorach lahadir atara. The tzitz allows you not to have to bother yourself to look for tahorim. Aval le'inyin kashrus ha-karban, lo tzorach ritzui tzitz klal. The karban is tahar no matter what. Ha-karban kashrus b'shur tumah d'chuya b'tzibur k'mo tumas gavra. And then he has another formulation where he says, maybe you need ritzui tzitz, even for the heksher karban. V'mein ha-tzitz meratze pasul b'dieven. Ela she'en din zin amurk, she'shach ritzui tzitz, but it's still only when there's a possibility. But tumas gavra, where there is no possibility of ritzui tzitz, so then the hashir carbon would not be affected. Okay, so that's just a couple of formulations. That is all Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Shimon and the Shita of the Rambam. What is the crucial moment for the tzitz to be on the Kohen Gadol's forehead? So we paskin, the Rambam paskins, like, besides Yom Kippur, which is an exception and it's impossible, the tzitz is only meratze when it is on the forehead of the Kohen Gadol. So Rashi in a few places, Rashi here in Yuma on Daf Zayin Mabez, Rashi in Sachim on Daf Ayin Zayin, Rashi in Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Beis, says again and again, tzitz is meratze when it is on the Kohen Gadol's forehead, when the tuma was ira. If the tuma, if the item became tame when the and the tzitz was on the forehead, so that's when it works. Meishi yesh al mitzvah look at Rashi here. Ben jesho had tzitz al mitzvah shal kohen gadol kishe iru tuma al hakarban. When the tuma was chal on the carbon, that's amazing. Rashi in Pesachim also, and Rashi in Sanhedrin on Daf Yud Beis. Again, let me read the Rashi in Sanhedrin. Rashi also says it there. On Daf Yud Beis, let me just find it. Says the Rashi here, Beit She'eshno al Meitzah Kohen Gadol B'sha'as Tuma Beit She'eno al Mitzchah Meratzeh. The Yad Ramah there in Sanhedrin is what's Rashi talking about. Why is that the crucial moment? When does Kapara take place? B'sha'as Avoda B'sha'as Kapara. Right, when you sprinkle the dam, what does that have to do with when it became Tameh? Could have been Tameh a month ago? What does that have to do with the Kapara? Rabbeinu Shlomo Zatzal says the Yad Ramah, Pirish, Beit She'eshno al Mitzchah Shel Kohen Gadol B'sha'as Tuma, ve'eno nira be'einenu. The b'shas tuma, my ritsuika. There's no ritsui when the tuma comes. You're not doing the carbon yet. El mestaver the b'shas hakrava koi. The meratza la karba chenit v'baratzon. If it's on the Kohen Gadol's forehead when you're being makriv, kidech siv and asa aron et havona kadoshim. Right, because it says the whole source is Aaron will bear the sin. V'akarsina bipsachim al maatitz meratza la dam v'alachil chenit v'bein b'shogi b'bein meizim b'bein b'onis b'bein baratzon. And then on that, it talks about the Merach Lokas, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Huda. So it seems clear that it goes on the moment that the Avoda is being done. That's the Yad Ramah's problem. If you look in the Turei Aven, if you look in the Gvuras Ari, it's actually the Gvuras Ari on Yuma, Turei Aven is on the other Masechtas, he asks his Kashi, he doesn't answer it. He just asks his Kasha on Rashi, he says, what's Rashi talking about? Pirish Rashi, Mashmi Pirusha, the Ritzi says, Yikaro Tali Hashas HaTuma, V'Kashli Minale, Ha. To hamitzara svara hakrava ikar ubat tali ritzitzitz v'im b'shas hakrava ika al mitzcho meratze avagav the b'shas tuma loy al mitzcho, even if it wasn't on the forehead when the tuma was chal v'yafilu haya nishbar ba'osa shah, even if it was broken at the time of the tuma v'im b'shas hakrava ein al mitzcho o nishbar, if it wasn't on the forehead at the time of that krava avavid the b'shas tuma haya al mitzcho, even if it was on the forehead b'shas tuma lo meratze. So this is a problem. The Turei Aven again, the Gversari asks here, the Yad Ramah argues, what exactly is this far? If you look in the Briska Rav, in Nazir on Daf Nundalin. Nazir Nundalin says it must be Lashitas Rashi. Rashi, it's not only Shas Tuma, but it's both. It's both. Of course you need the B'shas HaKrava. Rashi doesn't even have to say that if you wanted the tzitz to work, according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Chiddush is that you also need the Sarach Lama Devade Sphere Lele Rashi, the Sarach Shia Tzitz Allah B'shas Zrika, the Zeritzui Tzitz, El the Sphere Lele Rashi, Chegam B'shas Tumas Hadam, Sarach Leritzui Tzitz, Sha'al Yedei Zewai. So now he gives a Svara. Because, what does the Shas Tuma have to do? Because right when, if the Tzitz is still, is Meratz, is on, when the Tuma starts, so then it prevents the blood being Nidche. And the Tuma that tries to be chal at the moment of the irat tumah, that's prevented, and therefore the dam is still ro'i lizrika. It's still dam that's called ro'i lizrika. If it wasn't on the Kohen Gadol's meitzach at the time of the irat tumah, then the dam would be nidche. Sha'idei zeh chal b'hadam din shetzorach lizarko. V'im ein atitz b'shas tumah, oz kvar lo chal b'hadam din shetzorach lizarko, af ha'idei tzitz. V'atos, right, you wouldn't have the potential. You wouldn't have the destiny of the dam to be sprinkled if it was tamei at that moment. Vatos v'savri, no, the ritzitz is shach rak lizrika v'lo yoter. Right, the Tosfos argues, and the other Rishonim would argue. If you look, the Avnei Nezer in the Tshuva has two rayas to Rashi, and the Minchas Asher in that same piece in Siman Ayin Gimel thinks that it is no rayas. He quotes the Avnei Nezer here. In Simen Tzadi, Chelek Zayin Simen Tzadi, he brings two rayas. Number one is Yerushalmi and Chagiga. Yerushalmi and Chagiga says that a Kohen Gadol is mislabish bekelov b'chol yom, k'den l'ratzos ala tuma. So what does that mean? He wears a b'chol yom. He's not doing the avoda b'chol yom. So if he's wearing a b'chol yom, it must be made because of the shas tuma. Number one. Number two, he brings another raya, the Mishnah in Zvachim Daf Tzadi Beis, which talks about dam chatas that became pusel, and then it goes on a beggar, does not require kibus. Right, even if it had a shas kosher, the nitma'a. Right, that's the Mishnah. The Mishnah says dam sula, the whole special dinim of dam chatas, affecting a beged does not apply if it became tameh. Tosfos says, what about tzitz meratzeh? So it should be ki'ilu, it's not nitma'a. Rather, you wear the tzitz when you do the avoda. Tzarech lomar it might be too late. If the tzitzis wasn't on b'shas ira tumah, so then it would be too late. So those are two rais. The Minchas Asher here in Siman Ayin Gimel, Oz Gimel, knocks out those rais. He does not think that it is such a raya. Maybe just to end with one other point, Rav Soloveitchik has a beautiful essay in the Sefer Divrei Hagut V'Haracha. It's actually the hesped that he gave for Rav Chaim Ozer Grodzinski at the 1940 Aguda convention. Rav Soloveitchik was still connected to the Aguda at that time, and he gave a hesped. They asked him to give the hesped for Rav Chaim Ozer, and that's where he talks about the two special kalim of the tzitz and the choshen. The tzitz, he says, connects to the Kohen Gadol's mind, and the choshen connects to the Kohen Gadol's heart. And he talks about tzitz being purely intellectual questions of Isser V'Heter, questions of Halachic Psak, and the Choshen, which goes on the heart of the Kohen Gadol, we would say Bizman Hazeh, we would use the Lashon of Das Torah, meaning the mind of the Posek, not specifically about Torah questions, but, like in the days of old, should they go to war, should they not go to war? Those are the time, how do we deal with life situations? That's the Choshen. So Soloveitchik discusses how the Kohen Gadol were both, the Tzitz and the Choshen, because the source of these areas of a psak, whether it's pure Torah or just life related to Torah, that's related to the tzitz and the choshen on the Kohen Gadol. Okay, we'll stop here.